101.1 FM KFUG Crescent City.
I'll light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today.
You are listening to New Culture Radio, and I'm your host, Dan Schultz. I am very pleased to have James Corbett of CorbettReport.com. Welcome to the show, James.
Thank you for having me back on. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
For those in our listening audience that don't know James Corbett and CorbettReport.com, one of my, if not my favorite news source, I really have an appreciation for his dedication to the truth movement, his clarity, being concise, some of the things that I like about the Corbett Report, and I highly recommend that you go and subscribe to the website, check out his free stuff. It's quality journalism. I find it to be spot on. I like the style. I like, I can't say enough. It's quality work that is so lacking. If you ever watch the mainstream media and you go to the Corbett Report, I don't think you can feel the same about news. So anyways, appreciation from me, James, about all the things that you've done over, what have you been doing this, 10 years now?
Just about. We're at the 9.5-year mark or so.
So, hey, let's get right into what's going on with the media right now. I have to tell you, James, I'm 51 years old. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I am 37.
37. Well, in my lifetime, and I used to stay, even when I was a young teenager, I would stay up with the news. I read the newspaper, I should say. I have never seen anything like what's going on with media, government, the corporate world, the establishment. I mean, the media, I'll tell you what I think it is. To me, it's Orwellian. I see the Ministry of Truth coming, which only tells lies and propaganda, coming out of all this. And for those in our listening audience that don't know exactly what's going on right now in the media, they've basically created a fake news list, which is anyone that is not towing the establishment line. And most recently, a Russian operative propagandist list, of which CorbettReport.com just got listed as. You did not make the fake news list, did you, James?
Not that I've seen yet, but I'm sure there's always time to add me to that list, whoever's in charge of updating that.
I don't know what to think of this. My head is really spinning. For instance, I was pleased to find out when in 2012, Ron Paul, his candidacy, the media, for those paying attention, of course, really dropped its pants. The media showed this unbelievable bias against Ron Paul. And I thought there would be, I mean, something good come out of that, in that you could see this obvious agenda that the establishment has. Now, if you can't see the agenda, you're probably not going to see it.
That is actually part of what's going on here. I think there's a multiple layers of propaganda that's affecting different segments of the population in different ways. And I think one of them is that there is now a section of the public that is so boxed into their propaganda corner that they really have committed full sail, all in, to go with whatever the propaganda establishment is pumping out. And at this point, I mean, as you say, if you are uncritically taking these propaganda establishment mouthpiece organizations at face value, then you probably are past salvation at this point, shall we say? And that's certainly not to say that anything that poses as alternative media is good. I think that's another trap that might be being sprung here. And in fact, Sibel Edmonds just had a post up about this at newsbud.com, where she was saying, look at some of these lists, these fake news lists and propaganda lists, and some of these sites, obviously real, true alternative media that obviously the establishment does not like. Some of them, maybe not. Maybe some of these are compromised or funded by certain people or whatever. The point is that they are going to try to lump everyone in together. Look, this is the propaganda bucket. This is the fake news bucket. All of these are the same. And if any one of these sites says anything silly or questionable or whatever, then they're all tainted with the same brush. And then part of that is because ultimately, of course, this is leading towards the creation of the censorship lists. And I think it might not be so overt as the Ministry of Truth and the memory hole and the Orwellian side of things. I think it may be the censorship lists of the 21st century may be mostly voluntary self-censorship in a sense, because it will be Google and Facebook and Twitter and all of these platforms will adopt these lists as their lists of, oh, you can't post links to these sites or something along those lines. I think that's where this is trending in terms of the way that they're going to accomplish their censorship. So, and again, this leads different people in different directions for different purposes. But I think one thing that is important to note from all of this is that it is clear that the establishment is, in a sense, hitting the panic button. I don't think it means they've lost control completely, but they are losing the ability to set the narrative as assuredly as they used to have 10, 20, 30 years ago, when they had complete control over all of the main propaganda organs that existed, the newspapers, the radios, the television. That was a completely controlled media paradigm, where you would occasionally have an alternative news magazine or something published, you know, by some little outfit in your local town, but nothing approaching what we have right now with the internet. And again, I speak it to this from a position of, I am here in my living room in Japan. I know that I am just a regular Joe who just started a site and am now reaching tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people on a regular basis. That is incredible. That was truly not possible at any other time in human history. And I think the powers that shouldn't be recognize that for what it is and are unsurprisingly looking to clamp down on that.
You've reached millions of people, haven't you? I don't want to sell you short.
In the aggregate, over the years, absolutely. And some of my videos have received millions of views on YouTube alone in the, you know, So absolutely, it has reached millions over the world. And that is, again, it's the type of thing I can't even conceptualize. Yeah. I can't even put into my mind how that happened or how that's working. But all I know is we have this window of opportunity. And that's the whole reason I started the website, is because I recognized right now, right here, I see this propaganda. I see through the lies. I have to share this information. I started doing it, and here I am, which I think speaks to the power of the individual, which is what I always bring it back to. Every single person listening to this conversation has a part to play in that conversation, whether it's simply spreading this information to people that you know on the street, or whether it's starting your own website, or doing whatever it is that you have in your ability to do. That is where the real revolution is taking place. It's not me, it's not you, it's every single person out there that's helping to spread this. And that's the real power, and that's what I think the establishment is really afraid of.
It does seem like they're afraid of it. And I guess what surprises me, James, is I can't believe it. I guess rationality is important to me in my life. I can never really fully abandon, even though I like intuition, I rely on it. We can't abandon reason. And some of these claims, like the Russian operative, which is ludicrous, but they're not even providing any evidence. Like, you know, here on one side you have WikiLeaks release actual emails. Nobody denies it. They just ignore it. There's actual evidence, whether it's Pizzagate or Clinton extorting billions of dollars from Haiti. They actually have evidence, and it's ignored in the media. And now they're actually making claims with not even trying to give any evidence. It just seems surreal.
It's even more bizarre when you look into it, because if you look at the methodology of this website that's sprung up claiming everyone's a Russian operative, they actually admit they're not even saying that they think these people are necessarily, you know, in touch with the Russian government, but that they may just be useful idiots. They're saying that it's a methodology that is based on behavioral patterns. So if you spread a piece of information that could be helpful to the Russian government, then you're on this list and you deserve to be investigated by the FBI or whatever this website is calling for, which is just insanity. And guess what's on their list of behaviors that are suspicious? It's absolutely anything that goes against the absolute center of the road status quo, to the point of questioning anything about what's happening in Syria and the line that we're being fed there, or questioning GMOs, or absolutely anything that goes outside of the establishment window of acceptable opinion. And that's just, I like to think that the majority of the public can see through that when they bother to look for it. But unfortunately, a lot of people will just see the Washington Post write a story about this anonymous website that suddenly sprang out of nowhere. Fact-free assertions of, you know, some sort of link with Putin, and that's as far as the public will go. No one will click through to the website because, by the way, the Washington Post didn't link to the website itself. They don't want people to actually look at the non-evidence that these sites are providing. They just want you to know, there's a list, it's Putin, be scared, and, you know, when we roll out the censor bandwagons, you know, just go along with it.
It seems to me that, well, actually, I've had several conversations. You're supposed to stay away from politics and religion. Well, I've gone there in the past few weeks, really as a test. I wanted to see what people believed and why. Around Trump and around climate change was my other conversation. But wow, the few times that I tested the waters with this, one of them was, yeah, climate change. Oh my God, climate change is, you got to be kidding. All the scientists in the world agree that climate change is real. And people just don't go into the deep waters to vet the information. The other conversation that I had was someone said that Trump was racist. And I said, well, what has he said that's racist? I actually haven't heard anything. Really wanting to know. They had no idea. They couldn't but they knew he was racist. I mean, people are not bothering to actually validate information. It's almost like they want just to believe in something, or there's this, I don't know. How do you see this? Is it just conditioning? They can repeat stuff, and how do you make sense of this, James?
There has been a dumbing down of society, and I think it is evident when you go back and just watch mainstream interviews from 30, 40, 50 years ago that were broadcast on primetime television, where people were speaking in complete sentences, forming complete thoughts, making arguments that built, you know, paragraph by paragraph on top of each other. That's almost unthinkable at this point. It has been dumbed down to the level where everything is a soundbite, and nothing is sourced. Nothing has any evidence to it. People don't quote things anymore. They just make assertions about what they believe and feel and leave it at that. I think the number one thing that I'm thinking about moving forward with is we have to at least try to create some sort of meme around the idea of citation needed. I wish that every time you see a comment on some site with someone just making some assertion about anything that has no evidence to back it up, just leave a message for them saying citation needed, i.e. prove what you're saying. Show any evidence whatsoever. Point to something tangible about what you're saying, just to try to get people to think a little bit more in that mindset. I know it's probably fighting against the wind. I don't think you're going to progress very far with it, but I think that's the idea we need to be injecting into the conversation right now, because unfortunately everything has turned into just everyone's opinion and feelings all the time without anything actual hard evidence and data to back it up.
I don't know. This, I know you're no fan of Donald Trump, and I have my questions about him too, but what was really somewhere between inspiring and just a relief is that with the massive narrative that the establishment and their mouthpieces created against him, I mean, he won. I mean, and the reason why he won is because of the alt media, that they got to more people than the mainstream media. And I think I've just heard some statistics that even Infowars.com is bigger than CNN and almost as big as Fox or something, bigger than many of the networks. And when you combine Breitbart and and Dave Hodges and you and Drudge and Zero Hedge, that the establishment does not have this stronghold, and thus this they're hitting the panic button here. And it certainly is a hopeful meme that, you know, people have been woken up to some degree or another.
Well, it is certainly hopeful that the establishment media has been largely exposed for what it is. And as we say, the people who are supporting it at this point are probably beyond hope. But that is really a vanishingly small percentage of the public. Gallup just posted a poll a couple of months ago showing yet another, I mean, every single year we see this, but yet another record low for the number of people who actually trust mainstream media. It's now something like 6% of the American population actually trust what they see on the mainstream news, which is a good sign that people are distrusting. That doesn't necessarily equate to everyone is awake and everything, you know, now it's just truth straightforward from now on. And there is, of course, the pitfalls and traps that come with any time anyone grabs that brass ring of power. It's the brass ring of power that is the problem and is the evil and is the corrupting force. And no matter what intentions you go in there with, that will generally corrupt and change the message. So there is absolutely, I mean, it's great to see establishment media and CNN and New York Times and all this being taken down a peg. And it's great to see that being inverted with what has been the alternative. But once the alternative becomes the mainstream, it's the same problems of power and access to power, and how do you hold power accountable? Do you play with power? Do you cozy up to power? That starts to become some of the issues for an quote-unquote alternative media. And then the other question is, how alternative is the alternative, and who's funding what? And so all of the same issues apply, and I think the real transformation has to be in the consciousness of the viewers and readers of these different media outlets. We have to become more savvy generally to all of this, and realize that the power isn't in this alternative media outlet or that mainstream media outlet. It is in the viewers and listeners themselves. They are the ones that are affecting the change by choosing what they give their attention to, choosing who they give their trust to, or choosing to withhold trust and to look for evidence. And once people start making those conscious choices, then in a sense it doesn't matter if they're looking at the establishment propaganda or the alternative media or anything else. They can use the same critical faculties to try to sort out what is fact, what is fiction, and how do we place this in a narrative that makes sense of my life.
Yes, and I always very much deeply appreciate your perspective, your intention in that way that, hey, you know, we're not going to elect someone to solve all of our problems, that it is our individual responsibility. I'm really with you on that. And yet that that's also a point of worry for me, in that this idiocracy of dumbed down population, now we're relying on their consciousness. And that doesn't seem as hopeful as I'd like it to be. But I guess my last question to you is this. I know you're answer to this question is going to be, hey, nothing is fated, and it's up to us to make this change. But if you could look in your crystal ball, how do you see this playing out? I mean, so far we have this Ministry of Truth in Google and in Facebook, and who knows what other agencies are all colluding to censor. How do you think it's going to happen? How do you think it's going to play out?
I think that it is going to be a lot harder to put the cap on this toothpaste tube at this point, simply because I think the nature of the medium that this is being communicated through itself is much harder to contain than the old newspaper, radio, television paradigm. The internet exists. It's not going to be easily censorable. Simply because it has been created to be a network that can be taken down at certain points and still function, and people will find ways around it. I think in any time in history, you have to be motivated, and you have to put it upon yourself to actually find the cracks in the system. But the cracks will, I think, always be there, and I think they're wider now than they have ever been, which is a point of hope. And I think it will also be harder. I mean, you're seeing it now with Reddit, for example, starting to get a lot of kickback for the way that it's starting to come down heavy-handedly on people who aren't parroting the official, you know, pieties of Reddit progressiveness and support Hillary at all costs and all of that. And you're starting to see kickback against that. You're starting to see people getting upset about Facebook and the way what they've been doing to their newsfeed. I think it's important for people to keep in mind. I mean, nothing on the internet is set in stone, and MySpace and all of those other, you know, Friendsters and whatever that seemed like these monoliths of the past are now graveyards, and that can easily happen to Facebook and Reddit and all of these other sites as well. Again, if people are motivated to do it, so I think it's certainly not set in stone. I don't think the path towards Ministry of Truth and censorship is as straightforward as it has been in the past. I think that was actually feasible in a realm of newspapers and television and radio. I don't think it's as feasible now in the era of the internet. But again, if they get people asking the wrong questions and thinking along the wrong lines of thought, then in a way you don't have to censor everyone. You don't have to control everyone on what they're saying. You just have to control the narrative overall. And I think that's where the real battleground is. And that's why we have to maintain our conscious resistance. So we have to maintain our consciousness itself. We have to foster that and be the lights, be the beacons for others to find in that darkness, because there are more people out there that are looking for this information each and every day. And I see them. Yes. I see them coming to my site. I hear them, you know, contacting me through my contact form. I hear it every day that there's more people that are going, this is crazy. Suddenly I don't know what to believe. This is insane. And I'm glad that there are still spaces like the Corbett Report and other places where people are finding that there are other ways of thinking about these issues. And I am not the way, the truth, and the light, and all salvation comes through me. I am not putting myself up on a pedestal. I'm just one example of what can be accomplished by, I truly think, anyone and everyone. And once people start to realize that, the game's over. You can't control 7 billion people who are free-thinking individuals. You can only control them if they think of themselves as just helpless pawns in a game that's been engineered since the beginning.
Yeah, the genie's out of the bottle. And I guess my real concern is that, like a spoiled brat who's losing a board game, I fear that the establishment and the powers that be, the deep state, the shadow government will just tip over the table and you know, cut off the internet or all of the things that they can do to just push a reset, which will be quite painful. But I guess it doesn't matter whether they do that or not. We just have to keep on doing what we're doing. Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, there are nukes and EMPs and bioweapons and all sorts of things. And absolutely, a child throwing a tantrum can do all sorts of things to upset the balance and make things very, very horrible. But what is the alternative? To just go along with whatever the propaganda establishment is saying and just go and live our lives like good little boys and girls and do what we're told so that we can go peacefully into our graves, or to stand up for what we know is right and let the chips fall where they may?
I just had that conversation. I said, you know what? It very well may be that I end up in a FEMA camp because I was on some list of fake news. And I guess I'll wear that as a badge of honor. And at least if that does happen and I'm sitting in a FEMA camp, I did so consciously. And at least I can hold my head high. But
you know, that's anyways, funny, because that was the first and most important thing that everyone wanted to say to me when I started my website. All of my friends said, but aren't you scared you'll end up on a list? And that was my response. Yes, but that's the point. I do not want to live in a society where I have to be very careful not to end up on a list. That is what I am fighting against, and I better fight against it now, because it's not going to get any easier, you know, 10 years from now. And here I am 10 years from now, and I am on the list. So there you go. I guess I'm doing something right.
Oh, and thank you for being on the list, James. I really appreciate your work. You're an example for me. And again, listeners, CorbettReport.com. It's quality stuff, all of it. And thank you for being on the show, James.
Thank you for having me.
That you bought today.